All right, so just could you give us a quick sum up? How'd you find the game? What were your takeaways from it?
Look, they came out really good in the first quarter, and we weren't so good. Their intensity and pressure around the ball was really high, and they scored heavily, and it took us a while to sort of stem the flow there. And in the second half, it sort of got back a bit more on even terms, but our ball use let us down a little bit, skill errors, and we didn't match that pressure early, really.
Yeah. Was it a bit hard when you get down to the Bulldogs because they play such an attacking side, attacking brand of footy, and they like to be involved in shootouts? Is it a bit difficult to get back in the game, to open up the game and try and score more, knowing that it opens you up?
Look, they're certainly a really good side, and they've got that really attacking brand that they've built over last year and going to continue playing this year. So lots of sides play like that, and we've got to be able to deal with it and be able to score, defend it and score heavily as well. So we need to have a look at where exactly we went wrong and review it and find a way to combat it.
Yeah, you said you obviously review everything that went on today, but was there one particular thing that stuck out in your mind where you felt that we were lacking?
Sorry, mate, I can't quite hear you. So,
was there anything today that you felt in particular that we were lacking?
Like I said earlier, they were really too good for us in the first quarter and intensity, so we need to revisit that, because historically first quarters have been really good for us, so we know we can do it. We just got to bring it to life and assess where we went wrong and have a look at that.
Yeah, as a member of the leadership group, how do you bounce back from obviously a disappointing result, especially in the first week, coming off a good pre-season?
Yeah, look, certainly we can't sweep under the carpet. We've got to address it head on. I know that we'll review it thoroughly and we'll take ownership for where we made mistakes and across the board, and the leaders need to drive and stand up.
Cool. Thanks, Barry.